Blog Talk Radio.
You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the World of Ink Network, Blog Talk featured World of Ink Network. And we do thank them for having us as a featured network and show today. Today is Friday, and it's the Empowerment Show that we do once a month here on the World of Ink Network. But before I jump into the show today, I was going to go over what we have coming up here at the World of Ink Network. My information's about pulling up. Oh, there it goes. Okay. We're having technical difficulties. All right, so we have no other shows the rest of this weekend on the World of Ink Network, but we will be back on Monday, March 23rd, with a special World of Ink show on Monday. We have acclaimed director, I think it's Alejandro Monteverde, I hope I'm pronouncing that last name right, coming on. He is the director of the movie Little Boy that is coming out that stars Kevin James, Michael Rapaport, Jacob Savalti, Emily Watson. We're really excited about that. One of the producers is Mark Burnett, so that's going to be a really great show. That will be hosted by Marsha Casper Cook and Virginia S. Grenier. And that will be, again, Monday, March 23rd at 4 p.m. Eastern for anybody who is into movies and has seen the clip for Little Boy. It is an amazing movie. We got to review it for the World of Ink Network, so we're really excited about that. It's based around World War II. It's a very family-friendly movie, so definitely tune into that show next week. And then on March 24th, Tuesday, Marsha Casper Cook is back with her show, Good Stories, A Good Story. She'll be joined with Jack Remick. They are going to have Mary Ann Verney on the show as their guest, and they will be talking about the quest for honor during that show, so that will be a very fun show to tune in, especially if you are into writing screenplays, have a journalistic background, are into documentaries, that kind of thing. That will be definitely a show to tune into on Tuesday, March 24th at 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we also have next week on Wednesday, which is March 25th, the Family Matters Show will be airing that day, and they will be celebrating early childhood tooth loss. So definitely tune into that show. They are going to be joined by Ingrid Binscombe, who will be talking about her interactive book that deals with early childhood tooth loss and the importance of course, getting your kids in to see the dentist and all that kind of stuff. And that's Wednesday, March 25th at 6 p.m. Eastern. So those are the upcoming shows here on the World of Ink Network. But today is the Empowerment Show with host Irene Rose and Tracy McDonald. And they have an amazing guest today joining the show. So I'm going to turn it on over to you, Tracy and Irene.
Hi, how are you? thank you very much, Virginia, for that wonderful introduction, and hello, Donna, how are you?
Oh, hi, I am fine, and let me just introduce myself as Donna Rutter-Stern. I'd like to thank everyone at Blog Talk Radio and the World of Ink Network for hosting and having us on the show today, so thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. You do some wonderful writing, and it's just so empowering for girls and boys, and I think it follows them right into adolescence, too. But before I dive in with my questions and comments and stuff, I want to just say hi to Tracy. How are you, Tracy?
I'm great, Irene. How are you today?
I'm good. So we have quite a show ahead of us. Yes, go ahead.
I just wanted to tell Donna as well how excited we are to be able to talk to her this afternoon.
Oh,
I've been going over the information and the website and the books and things from the JNP project, and so we're real excited to be able to talk to her today.
Absolutely. Oh,
thank you. I'm excited too.
So, Donna, why don't you maybe start off a little bit and tell us about the JNP project and how it all started and what it's about.
Oh, my gosh. A couple of questions there. Let me start. I know we have about 45 minutes, so let me break that down for you. It's pretty exciting. You know, people always ask me, what's the JNP project stand for? It's a great question. So JNP is for Jane, Not Plain. And this whole project started many years ago. It was a brand that was initially developed to target tween girls, and it helped to enhance their self-esteem. So we developed a book series and plush toys, and we went out to market testing, and we went through different channels. We actually headlined in the Wall Street Journal. We had won a Best Parent Magazine Award for Best New Brand. And when we took it out to research, asking parents and educators and people that we met through all types of mediums and venues, the survey said, well, what about the boys? And then after discussions and more research, it was, well, how about the younger child? And we stepped back. That was phase one. I call this now phase two, where we redeveloped our brand to target both boys and girls. And we're targeting now a younger group, ages 5 to 12. And
oh, that's wonderful.
Our stories, yes. So what we ended up doing was evaluating what that child needed, what does a 5-year-old need, and what does a 12-year-old need, and what do all the kids in between need, and can we produce a product for that wide range of children? So before I could answer that, I built an advisory committee of fantastic people, psychotherapists, psychologists, educators, children's television programmers, moms, parents, and evaluating what the goal was to reach this set of children, we were able to develop a children's book series, and that was the goal. Our product is an adventure book series that could speak to this group of kids, the young ones 5 up to 12. And the way that we developed this was to break it down into, and this took months, probably 6 months of working with the advisory team. We actually evaluated what the product structure would be. And the first go-round was all thumbs down. And we came back again and evaluated, and then it was a thumbs up by the group, which is about 12 people strong. And the end result was a series of books that are 10 chapters long. Each chapter is short enough that an adult could read to a youngster, 5 years old, 6 years old, 4 years old. And as the child gets older, that child can then start to read the shorter chapters themselves and then retain it, take a break. Yet the older children could certainly read the entire book, half the book,
right,
multiple chapters, and still enjoy it.
That's
so
wonderful.
The content, yeah, so the content is written at a higher reading level, and this way the parents can articulate the story. And to accompany maybe some of the harder areas that might be a little tough for the younger child to absorb, we created a fantastic visual illustrative cast of characters that each story probably holds about 75 full-color illustrations and graphics. And we've got
they're
the first three books that are out now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you taken a look at the books yet?
I've
right.
taken
so
a look
the
at
characters
some of them, yes.
Are fantastic.
And they are
okay. There's, it's a lot
wonderful
to absorb.
Yes, and
thank
they pop
you
with
thank
color,
you
so it is very relevant to the younger age, but also very, very, very much content specific to the older as well. So it's just perfect. It's just great.
That's right.
You know,
that's right. And
yeah,
that wasn't by chance. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure.
So
yeah,
basically. Yeah, so, I mean, basically that's what JNP is. We're an adventure series of books, but it goes deeper and richer than that. Do you want me to take it to the next step?
Sure.
And explain that?
Of course,
okay,
absolutely.
So with the adventure, Okay, great, thanks. So with the Adventure series of books, our business plan is set up that this will be a 31-book series. We have the prequel book, which is the first book explaining who the characters are. Now, since we came out of the block already with just Jane, our main character, Jane Aplane, well, where did this boy come from, and how do we get this guy into the story? So we decided to write a prequel story. So this is where Jane, who feels plain and simple, and she feels different because she's just different, she meets her true blue friend, Jake, in this story. And this is the beginning of building the cast of characters. Well, Jane has a best friend in her orange goldfish. His name is Oracle. And in the first story, it introduces Oracle that takes Jane and Jake onto these incredible adventures under the sea. And the place where Oracle lives under the sea, where all of his friends are, is called Awesome. So in the first 10 books in the first series, the first 10 books actually talk about, each book talks about a specific core value that we evaluated again with our committee and psychologists. So the kids learn about in book one, awesome truth. Book two, awesome kindness, and so on. Awesome harmony, forgiveness, giving, love, determination, compassion, strength, and then, of course, character. So the first series is about each one of these particular core values, and what Jane Not Plain, or the JNP Project, calls core values, we call it, we label it our inner awesome. We're teaching children through this series, we're nurturing their character, their courage, and their confidence by defining what awesome is, and we do it with Jane and Jake and Oracle, of course, on these adventures. So that's the first series of 10. Yes.
Yeah, that's absolutely wonderful.
Sorry, this is Tracy.
Go ahead, Tracy.
I was reading through your founder's blog about how you came up with the concept of the character confidence courage.
Yes.
And I found it fascinating the way that you have used those three different concepts to define what the difference between inner self-esteem and self-esteem that comes from your circumstances and the people that are around you. Could you go into a little bit of that?
Sure, absolutely. Let me preface this with, I am not the sole author. I'm not the sole anything of this project. I'm the founder and the lead. And in order to have an extraordinary product, I built incredible teams that together we have now created what you're seeing at the beginning of the JNP Project. So I started first with my advisory committee and built the right people with the right backgrounds so that we could talk about the model and what we wanted to deliver to the parent, the caring educator, the caregiver, to the child. And that's the first part. The second part is I wanted to then build the same type of strength in the writing team. Typically, and you would know this being also a writer, writers tend to be individually creative, and you work in your own space within your mind's eye. Well, I come from an advertising background where we've always worked in teams to work with the writers, work with the creators, work with the directors, and we pull together and we produce an end product. So it took me over 4 months of intense reaching out through social media to interview and find writers that would fit this bill. And I'm going to answer your question, but I have to preface this with the people who are working on this team. And
no,
I had
great.
A criteria. Thanks. So I had a criteria that I had to meet personally that I wanted for this team, for this writing team. They had to be already published authors of children's books ranging from 5 to 12. They had to be in the United States. They had to be outside of the United States. I wanted males and I wanted females. And I also wanted to have creative writers who would not be opposed to working in a team environment with other writers in real time to build this book series content. And again, it took me 4 months to find people, the right people to interview, and I put together an incredible team of writers. Our writers are here in New York. They're peppered all through the United States. They range from the South to the Midwest to California. We've got another writer in the UK. Our editor is in Australia, and this team is incredible. We have seven people between the writers and the editors and proofreaders. We have seven people that work in collaborative, real-time processes to create this content. So to answer your question, how do we come up with character, courage, and confidence? Well, this team has been together now for almost 2 years. Everyone is committed to the mission, and everyone is on board. So we've become great colleagues and friends. And in part of our development of the stories, we also talk about, and some of these writers also have an educational background where they've taught or they're in some type of an educational arena. One of our writers she's an NLP specialist, which is neuro-linguistic programming. And this is how the child takes in information, processes it, and delivers it back. It's the interactivity of the child. Or one of our other writers has a series of books for reluctant readers that are boys. He's worked in special education and teaching for over a decade plus. His wife is also a current teacher in the middle school setting. So we come together and we discuss what's happening in real time with kids and how they relate to things and what our product, what we want to do and how we want to reach the child or the parent and what do we want for them. So character is what our inner awesome is. And the first 10 books that I defined for you are values of truth and kindness and how we are. They're our values. That's our core. That's our inner awesome. So we want to nurture that in children. We want to make their character strong. Well, confidence. We have to target confidence because once a child becomes confident of their character, their inner awesome, it's, you know, I call it their own superpower, okay? Once they have that and they grip onto how confident, how super they are, they will then have the courage to go out, stand up for themselves, stand up to bullies, you know, go out, become then leaders and go forward, or just feel good about themselves. And if they're different, that's okay. And if their hair is green or orange, that doesn't matter. I'm just throwing that out there. It's just, you know, they're tall, short, big, whatever. It's okay. It's great. And again, we're celebrating the inner awesome and how cool somebody is. So with much, much discussion and review with our advisory committee, our team of writers, and our professionals, we decided to focus in on these three major core parts of what a person or a child is. And that's, again, nurturing their character, their courage, and their confidence.
That's brilliant. That's I've noticed that oftentimes as adults, we have the power to take a child's self-esteem very, very easily. But it is much more difficult for us to build it. So breaking it down into steps like that is really, really helpful for the adults in these kids' lives, too.
Absolutely. And let me just segue in with that as a statistic to what you just said. According to a research study at the University of Iowa, you know, the average two-year-old child hears about 432 negative statements every day versus only 32 positive statements a day. So this is a survey. This is from the University of Iowa. So society is innately teaching children negativity, negativity. You know, they're condensing their esteem starting at a young age. So what we're trying to do is create a tool. Everything that we have, from our books to our support products to our website, these are tools for enhancing character in a child. All right, this is not a program. This is not for special ed kids. This is not for any. This is for all kids, and I think parents are going to get something out of it too because it's really fun to read. It's fun to look at. It's fun to interact with. So we want to start and get those children at a younger age, and that's why we redeveloped this whole brand to target that five-year-old, starting with that young child. So that gives you something to think about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the younger the child, the harder it is to teach concepts like this unless they are in real time, you know, as you do it quite wonderfully. You just, you know, it's just absolutely awesome how you bring that about in all your books. I've been reading a couple of them so far, but I'm certainly going to be going through a lot of the other ones as well. Now, of course, your series
fantastic.
Is wonderful. And I think your, you know, parents and educators should definitely be reading these books. But how can parents take small little steps to develop self-confidence in kids from the youngest of age? Is there anything that we can do as parents, as educators in our society to sort of act as a foil against the media messages that are all negative towards kids and certainly towards teens? Is there anything that kids and educators can do, little steps that we can take to show kids that they are awesome, that they should, you know, they are unique and all wonderful things? Is there anything that we can do in that direction?
Well, that's a pretty wide open question, and there's certainly lots of things that you can do. I mean, it starts with a smile and a thank you, and it can build on top of that. Again, if parents or educators aren't sure how to do that or how to enrich a child's esteem, that's, again, what these tools are for. It's an assisting mechanism. It's not a program, but it's something that a caring adult can use to help a child with understanding who they are. So let me kind of answer this in a few more sections. Let me start with, and I'll just use the series. For example, I'm a mother of four children. I've raised them. They're now adults. And when I was raising my children, of course, I wanted to keep my children safe, and I wanted to teach them about values, and I wanted to make sure they had a strong character. And it wasn't easy. It's very difficult. I found it was very difficult. And in reaching out to our committee and our teams, these people have also, in different parts of the world, okay, have also experienced the same issues. Difficulty in actually teaching children these concepts, and how do they understand this? And again, there is negativity all around us. You know, out of a 30-minute news show, maybe the last 30 seconds is good things that happen around town. So that is all around us. Now, how do we combat that? Bullying is everywhere, from on social media to in school to it's just across the board. So the movement of J&P, the movement is to start discussions like this and talk about reaching to our younger children at a you know, 5-year-old, 4-year-old age, and starting to realize how to talk to them and how to teach them that they are awesome and they have their own superpower. So let me give you another quote from another statistic, and I'll build off of that. So there was another and I quote these to many people. There was a Jack Canfield from Chicken Soup for the Soul. He did a survey of 1,000 parents, and the survey was, who is responsible for the development of self-esteem? Let me pose this question to you guys before I give the answer. Who is responsible for building self-esteem in our children? Is it parents or is it teachers? What do you guys think?
I think it's more the parents.
Primarily, I believe it's parents.
It's a tough one. Well, out of 1,000 teachers, 72% of them said parents, okay? And 78% of teachers said it's the parents. So we've got parents saying teachers saying parents, and there's a giant crack in the floor that a lot of people, a lot of kids are falling through.
Yep.
So with those statistics, again, it's not a, well, maybe you should be doing it or you should be doing it. This product, which again is years in development, is a tool that you don't have to wag your finger as an adult, a parent, a caregiver, a homeschooler, whatever. All you have to do is utilize, let's just say, the book series. And now these are characters that your child can relate to, become friends with, go on adventures with, and through these adventures that are not slamming like this is what truth is. These are fun adventures. Each book is planned out, and it takes you through this wonderful, wonderful journey and through oracles And Jane and Jake's adventures in Awesome, they learn about each of these values, and the child then starts to pick up on it. Now, to take that further, you ask, what can you do? Well, for each story, we are creating a parent activity kit, which is approximately 75 pages of cool activities, open-ended questions, things to do with your child that relates to each book. Let's just say kindness. You want to teach your child about kindness. You can get the activity kit, and it's downloadable online, you know, the JNPproject.com, everything's there. And you could use that with your child, and that's your tool to then start to discuss things, or what actually is kindness, or how would you be kind at school? So I think it needs to start at home. It needs to start in the classroom. And we have to, again, as a movement, realize that we need to take a little time and spend quality time with our child, whether, again, it's in classroom or at home, whatever, and use these tools to help recognize how wonderful they are. So that would be my broad answer to that question, again, because, you know, the media is always going to pump things up. There's always going to be negativity around us. There's always going to be a bully somewhere. And if we can teach children how to stand strong and feel good about who they are at a young age, that they're confident, they can then articulate themselves in and out of a situation, handle it correctly, and take care of themselves, standing tall, we call it. They can stand tall. So does that give you a good enough answer?
Absolutely, absolutely. It sure does, yes.
Okay. Sure.
I always believe that parents and educators both, I'm an educator more, and of course I have nieces and nephews, of course, that I also, you know, spend a lot of time with. I just love them a lot, and I'm hoping that I'm a good example. So leading into that, I think being a good example and sort of demonstrating those character traits to our children and our teens is probably another good way of showing them exactly how great they are, so that, you know, our words can follow, you know, what we really mean to them and so on, so we don't, and our actions as well, you know, so that they can feel comfortable with us, and we can also demonstrate those character traits too. But I think with a lot of us, we have to know what those character traits are first. So perhaps parents should be reading these books first, and then, you know, emulating these character traits. But, of course, reading them with their children as well. You know, I'm not saying reading them alone necessarily. But then making their home the most positive place that it could be, you know, having time.
Absolutely.
Where you can be with your children at that most intimate level, you know, where you could be open and vulnerable, and not being afraid to do that, you know, because I know that a lot of parents are probably afraid, and not afraid, they're tired by the end of the day, you know. There's so many levels of complexity, you know, in any kind of given family, so there's many reasons why, you know, that is the case. But just taking some time and just showing kids those values and showing them how absolutely important they are, not only to the family, but to the parents, to the community, you know, to their friends and so on. And I think this is probably important as well. Is that right?
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. Absolutely. You know, caring adults need to engage in this product. And if they care enough, they can take some time, whether it's, you know, nighttime, bedtime reading, an hour on the weekend. Even if there are older siblings, the older kids love reading this stuff to the younger children. We've already taken it out. We've got middle schoolers who love this stuff. The younger kids are loving it. And, you know, to have an older sibling engage and also teach the younger child, that's a great way to do it too. If the parents are busy making dinner, you know, have some of the other kids read, or, you know, read at dinner time, read a chapter at bedtime. Absolutely, we'll want to do that. And let me just segue in. I've got a little something that can help right now for parents, kids to kind of get on board. We literally initiated today. Today was our official ribbon cutting for our national headquarters here in Annapolis, Maryland. So we're out of the block. We are out of the gate. And to celebrate that, in our book 2, Jane and Jake's Adventures to Awesome Kindness, we actually wrote into the story that Jane and Jake do a kindness boomerang. And they start a kindness boomerang in school, and it starts with a simple smile. And they start to go and boomerang this smile. Well, that led us in development to say, you know what, let's kind of jump on the back of that and really take off with it. And we created what's now called a Boomerang It Challenge. And the Boomerang It Challenge officially started today. And what we're doing is I actually have several hundred foam boomerangs that we created. And we're asking people to take the challenge, and it's basically a pay it forward. So an adult has an opportunity to engage with their child and actually show them. This is what you were talking about earlier, to do as I do, not do as I say, so that the parent or the educator gets involved with the child, and they're going to go out and they're going to do an act of something good, okay, an act of kindness, an act of truth, an act of giving, any one of our values, our core values. So we're actually numbering these boomerangs. And today, for example, there was a school a couple days ago, Bates Middle School here in Annapolis. They took the challenge. They took 24 boomerangs, and they're off, and they're challenging their friends to do an act of something good, and then they pass on that physical boomerang, and then it goes to the next person, and then they pass it on, and so on and so on. Well, the really fun thing is these boomerangs are numbered, so they can go to the website, 2 clicks onto a form, click in their number, and tell us what act you did. Was it an act of truth or kindness or giving? And then tell us what you did. Inspire somebody else. So, you know, nothing builds self-esteem better than, like, giving your time and your effort to help others, right? So we're asking parents and teachers to engage to do these acts of. So we've got a school in Texas who just ordered 40 of them. We've got some other local schools. We've got a school in New York who wants to get involved. So what we're trying to do is start this Boomerang It Challenge to do good acts of and start to see where that domino goes all over that world. So that's something that's fun.
It is.
Yes.
I mean, talk about reinforcement, eh? It's just wonderful.
Absolutely. Now here's, yeah. And if you don't have a boomerang or you don't want to order one through us for some reason, we put up on the website a PDF that you can download, and you can actually cut out and make your own boomerang. So you can take the physical boomerang. So you can cut it out, glue it together. You can do that with your child, and then still write in and tell us what you did. Our goal is to reach 1 million acts of. We want to boomerang it to 1 million people. So this is phase one. We're reaching out to local kids in schools, and we want to take this and just continue to go out, and see where this goes.
That is absolutely amazing. I think that's a wonderful way of reaching out to as many as you possibly can, and I think in time you're going to reach out to a lot of people, and it will really help, you know, to combat all the negativity that they're sort of, you know, up against, you know, both in school and with peers and so on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Tracy and Irene, I want to boomerang it challenge you. I'm going to send you out there, and you're going to go do an act of and report back to me. How's that?
That sounds
great.
You got me on board.
Excellent. All right, I'm challenging you now. You got to write back to me. You can make your own boomerang, and you're going to write back, and you're going to inspire somebody else. You're going to give somebody else the power to go out and do something nice for somebody. You know, just it's a surprise. It's planned, whatever. Get a child to ask the parent, have the parent ask the kid, have an educator, say a teacher, say, hey, look, this school group or our class, we're gonna boomerang it challenge. We're going to go out there and do something, an act of something good. We're going to make this fun. It's going to be pretty cool. So I'm going to wait to hear back from you, and we'll post what you do up on the website.
That's wonderful.
Okay,
that's
Donna.
I've got
a plan for you, Donna. When I was a little girl, my father told me that a person who is all wrapped up in themselves makes a very small package. And that the only way that you become a bigger person is by giving to somebody else. So I've taught this concept to my kids for years and years and years. I went onto the Boomerang Challenge on the JNP website and saw the printout. I'm going to give each of my kids go to 3 different schools. I'm
Fantastic.
Going to give each of my kids a boomerang and have them do it with their classes at their schools.
Fantastic.
And then I'll get back to you and tell you what's happening at the 3 different schools with the boomerang.
Well, you've already boomeranged it. You just did a kind act. So you can write in. You already got the challenge going. So write in and say, I already am going to send this to my children and show them what a good act is. So you just did an act of. You did an act of wonderful parenting.
There you are.
See how easy it is?
It's that easy. And look, it took us 10 seconds. And you are now dominoing your children, and they're going to go in and domino all their kids in their class. And hopefully those kids are going to take the challenge and go out and see what they can do.
And then we'll write in to you and let you know what's going on.
Absolutely. It's two clicks. Fill out the form and tell us, and we will start calculating, and you'll see the numbers start to change every day on the website. And let's see how many numbers. And I think we're going to try to put up a map to show where in the world have these boomerangs gone. And we want to see if we can get this to wrap the globe and have our challenge be ongoing. We're phase one now. We're coming out of the gate. Let's see what we can do with this. And let's do positive acts and see how that trickles all over. And let's see what the reaction is when it comes back to us.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Church ministry too. So I'm gonna do that with the youth that I work with at my local church. So we'll see how much we can get going there too. So yeah.
Okay, write into me. You just boomeranged it. So write into me. Tell me that. Tell me your church, what they're doing, and you know, go out there and challenge them. It's supposed to be fun. It's going to be cool. Let's see where things go. And let's look at the stories that people can tell us. Let's take that 30 seconds at the end of a news program and let's expand that to all the really good stories out there that people are doing for one another. And it's free. Go out there and do something. It's of your time. You don't have to spend money if you don't want to. Or you can go. One guy wrote to me and he said, you know what? He saw this. He said, you know, every year I go and I stand in the line for a Christmas tree and I just count to 10 back and whatever number family is on number 10, I give them a tree and I don't tell them. I said, that's fantastic. And he goes, you know, I want to go boomerang everybody. I'm going to go out and do more. I was so excited to hear that he was excited because he only did this one time a year at Christmas time. And he said, I can do this all the time. I said, yes, you can. It's not just the holiday season or the season of giving. It's all the time. So thank you. Thank you, ladies, for going out and supporting to, you know, enhance esteem and strengthen this movement and just doing something nice for somebody.
Well, you're most welcome. I really do enjoy doing it. So I'm, of course, part of a lot of ministries at my church, so we try to do as much as we can. But now I have a tool. I actually have a tool to use, so this is absolutely awesome.
Yes,
you
do.
I think it
is awesome.
I think that's part of the power behind the JNP project, too, is once you light these activities in kids' hearts and minds, they want to spread it and they want to share it. You can take something as small as a book or a story or a character and give it to a kid and they will spread it automatically because it feels good to them. It's one of the things that impressed me most about what you guys were doing with your storybook. I have a child that we adopted from an African country. And his self-esteem has been very, very damaged by things that we were not in charge of and that we had no control over. I've been working with him for 12 years now, and I find a lot of things that are buried very deep in his psyche because of the things that happened to him. Can you talk a little bit about how the project that the JMP project is doing, how that touches not only just regular kids, but some of these kids that have deeper problems and circumstances as well?
Okay, sure, absolutely. That's a great, great question, Tracy. Thanks. Again, with statistics, that in the psychology realm, by the time a child is 6 years old, and as we just stated with research from when a child at two is hearing so much negativity, okay, by the time a child is six, they've already established what you're calling is that psyche back there. They've already pre-established who they are internally. And it diminishes as they grow older if it's not strengthened. Now, that doesn't mean it's irreversible. It just means that it's a little tougher as the child is older. So, again, that's why we're trying to reach the younger children, and this is what the movement is. Now, with that being said, again, this is why we're reaching to children the 12 plus range. Okay, we have a retail space here in Annapolis, and it's open to the public. And I had a mom stop in here a few weeks ago, and she came in. I said, "Well, what drew you in?" Because it's just a small storefront. She said, "I saw that. What is that that says right there? I am, I can, I will, empowered." And I said, "Well, that's part of our mission. That's what we are teaching children, that they can. They who they are is am, that they can." Because, again, we're letting them know that they can do these things, and will is all about them. And if they will become empowered. So to answer your question about an older child, it's never too late, ever, ever, to start to reinforce wonderful things and let them understand about their core values. Now, here's the answer or the caveat to that. We've created a cast of characters. We haven't talked about this yet, but to just look at them quickly, you might think, oh, their skin is pixelated. And what's with this Jane girl, and she's a white girl? Well, Jane is not a white girl. Jane is a blank canvas. And she was purposely designed this way. I've got an artistic background, and when someone creatively wants to paint something, don't they start with typically a blank white canvas? That's a typical. I mean, there's other mediums, but let's just take a blank white canvas. And through that canvas then is developing the colors and the beauty of what that image is to be. So we created this thoughtfully in a process where these are characters that children of any background, ethnicity, outer awesome color tone can relate to, because we're starting out with a blank canvas. Jane is a blank canvas. She turns different colors in the book. Her hair is multiple colors. She gets mad, she turns pink. She's sad, she's happy. She blows up, her head becomes a volcano. She's all these fabulous things. And we're teaching children about the inner awesome colors that come out of us. So what I'm trying to do here is give children characters that they can relate to, because they're not white girls, black girls, green girls, orange girls. They're just a blank canvas, and they, through their eyes, can create the relationship that they want with that character. And because children see the outside first, okay, that's just how we all are. Judge a book by its cover, and I'm not that way. I'm about what's on the inside. So if we can teach children to look inside, and what are those wonderful, beautiful colors that are in there, that's what's going to come out. So the child can then relate to this and look at them and connect themselves to that child, to that character, and then go on these adventures together. So wrapping back around to where I started with this mother, she came in and I said, "Well, how old are your children?" She goes, "Well, they're over 16. And I said, "Well, this is for, you know, that child is probably too old. This is for the younger children." And she said, no, it's not. My child, I cannot tell you the problems we've had. He has no self-esteem. And anything," and she said, "she's in groups, and she's here and there, and she's been to the suicide groups, and the child tried to commit suicide, and there's been problems." She came back, and she bought all the books and all the stuff. She said, "It doesn't matter. The message is here. And I want to sit down and read this with my child." So I think the first thing is we've got a tool that, an engaged adult can use with the child. We have another tool where the characters are what the child can create. It's a blank canvas, and all of our characters we call a mocha rainbow. We've given all these characters this mocha rainbow of exteriors, but they change colors here and there, or their hair changes color. So it's not typical. They're not normal, but they're designed, the characters are designed to be humanistic, realistic, but again, in a fantasy realm where the child can connect to them. So in this case, where you may have a child that is, reluctant reader, special ed or something like that, we have shared our stories and the books with different types of kids, and they are connecting to them, some more than others. Some may take time. Others glam right onto it, and they're like, love it. So I think, again, I think it has to be the parent. I think the parent can use this as a tool, but the tool itself has been developed so that it's more universal, that it can reach a broader group. And I think with that being said, you know, this is going to be something good for that child.
Yeah, especially I'm dealing with a child from Africa. He is a completely different color than everybody else
right. That's
in his world. So that's a really, right. Really good tool to use.
It absolutely is. And, you know, when you look through the stories, and I think it was Irene who had said that, you know, they're so vibrant in color, they really are. And, you know, there's a prize. We call it a prize at the end of all this. Once you go through each of the stories, the first series of 10, I've color-coded everything. So in each story, the child actually earns what we call their pearl of power, okay, because the pearl is actually earned through the adventure under the sea. And, like, for example, truth is blue. They get their blue pearl. And then kindness is pink. They get their pink pearl. Harmony is green. Forgiveness is white. Giving is gold. And as they go through each story and understand the value, you know, the concept of that core value of that inner awesome part of them, they begin to earn and gather all these pearls. When they complete the first 10, it actually creates the circle of power, and that circle of power lives within them. And I go out and I talk about they become their own superhero because they have then gone through, earned each of these pearls, put them together for this super inner awesome power, which becomes them uniquely. And this is, again, part of the series. The child just doesn't read it. They go through it, understand it, and they walk away. They take away something with it. But it's not just left there. It's, well, let's do the next one. Let's build on top of that. And that gives the child, you know, it resonates with them, and they're proud that they've gone through it, and they understand it, and then they want to go for the next one. We all want a little bonus at the end or something, a star. We need something. Check, check, check. So what they're doing is they're collecting their pearls of power. You know, the next series, there's the coins of power, okay? And the third series is the stones of power. So each book is going to have a prize at the end. Now, here's the really fun thing that may also help with all children. I'm not just going to pinpoint anybody. Again, with our advisory committee, our team of incredible professionals, we decided to have each of these stories have three endings. And it's not a pick an ending and go back to XYZ page to finish. It doesn't work that way. You read through the first 9 chapters, and when you get to the 10th chapter, we've broken it into Jane's perspective of how the story ends. That's the girl's viewpoint. Jake's perspective, that's the boy's perspective of how the story ends. And then Oracle, the magical talking fish. How does he see that? And we're giving kids the picture of different viewpoints of how something can be perceived by different people. So we're already opening up the pages to them for thinking and rationalization on certain topics. Again, this was pre-planned and built into this entire series. Again, you're empowering the child. The child chooses the ending. It's how they think, they understand, and their perception of how they want that story to end. And then they've earned their pearl of power. They go on. They feel good about it. So that's the prize at the end. It's pretty darn cool.
It sure is.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm. I just think that having these different viewpoints is absolutely great, too, because it's almost as if the girls and the boys sort of live through the story. You know, I can just picture
that's
that.
That's right. Yes.
You know, and at the end,
yes,
they take something back, and, like, they grow as a result,
yes,
of it. So
yes,
it's absolutely,
that's right,
awesome that way. You know,
and being able to teach the concept of there being more than one point of view besides your own is something that even as adults we struggle to learn.
Yes, we need to learn that.
This is part of it.
Boys
are different from girls.
Yes.
Sure. I mean, you know that saying, you put 10 people in the room, they experience the same thing, the same situation, and 10 people have 10 different stories. It's
they do.
How
yeah.
they perceive things. And we built that into these stories. So it's fun. It's fun to say, well, what would Jake do? How is he going to get out of this? Or what's happening with him? You know, and, oh, Jane, let's see what she thinks. And, of course, the magical fish. Wow, he's always got something going on. Now, let me kind of add to that. Oracle, this magical fish, we've taken it now. We've expanded this even more by giving more to the reader, the viewer, who is ever interacting with this. In each book, Oracle has these what we call ditties through the story. There's typically three at least. And he's got sometimes verses of being calm or being good. He has little ditties of what happens to Jane, and maybe this is a situation. And everything starts with bubbaloha. The way Oracle talks is through bubbles and bubbaloha and bubbalo-wow, and it's fun. So what we did, because the ditties are so strong and they're really good, strong points throughout the story, they're really anchors at these different sections that really resonate with part of the message. We took those ditties and we created a song for each book. Those songs are just 99 cents online. You can go into the JNPProject.com. You can get the book. You can get the song. The song has sheet music. The songs have, you know, sheet music for guitars, for pianos. You know, you can just play the stuff with your kids. The child learns to sing along, but they sing the ditty message that's all throughout the song. So, you know, years and years go by and you always remember that song from way back when. Well, we are subliminally giving them these messages through these wonderful little songs. And if they're light and they're fun, but it's something that will live within the child forever. So, you know,
they've done
music,
studies to
colors. Pardon?
Sorry. They've done studies to show that children actually absorb more information with music and poetry than they do in any other format.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
This is part of our team. We've got a brilliant team, and we talk about this stuff, and we put this in there, and it's totally amazing, totally, totally amazing. So, again, you know, I'm just heading up this group, but it's the teams, the groups, all of us that have worked so hard and are so committed to this, and, you know, we're doing it right. And it's been years in the making, and we're delivering a rock-solid product of just support tools that I'm just so happy to talk to you about today. I'm so excited to share this stuff, and I'm so excited that you guys are going to go out and boomerang it. It's just really wonderful. So let's get it going, because I can see our time here, but thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. I just was wondering if you can share your website with our listeners as well, Dora.
I certainly can. Yes, sure. www.thejnpproject.com. And I'll spell it thejnpproject.com.
Okay.
All lowercase, correct?
All lowercase?
All lowercase.
Oh, yeah, great.
No spaces, all lowercase.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Donna, for all your wonderful work and all your wonderful inspiration for kids and parents and teachers. My goodness, there's just a lifetime to digest here. And, you know, I know that as an empowerment theorist myself, and also trying to go out into the community and sharing the empowering message with adolescent girls and boys as well. I work with adolescents mainly, so I'm extremely tweaked and inspired about having all of this kind of stuff done for kids, because I know that I had this intuition for many, many years that you have to start a lot earlier than in the teenage, you know, ages. You have to start much earlier. And you just hit that right on the head with saying it between, you know, you start at age 5 and on, don't you? So that's a perfect
Absolutely.
Age. Yeah, I think that's the perfect age for getting the right message out. Mm-hmm.
At any age, let's remember, it's any age. Let's get this message out there to kids. But if you do have a younger child, start early, and it makes it easier to, you know, just have that child come up and just feel very confident about who they are and feel good that they have that their own superhero. You know, their own inner awesome is just fantastic.
Absolutely, and it's something that we can you know, show our kids that the media doesn't and that the world doesn't. And they need to hear this. They really do.
So well, maybe, you know, Irene, maybe if we, yeah, maybe if we talk a year from now, maybe this will all be in the media like, wow, we're going to go out and boomerang it. And J&P is here and we're doing good stuff. Hopefully that absolutely might turn a corner too.
Absolutely. And maybe we should do that, right? Just keep chatting about this. It's absolutely awesome, I
yes,
think.
Yes, I can come back and, you know, we can talk about all kinds of great stuff. I would love to share this with you and your listeners, and I want to keep hearing how you're going out and boomeranging it. That's what I want to hear.
Wonderful. Well, maybe it's a date then, right? We'll just schedule it that way.
It's a date.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Tracy, do you have any last comments for Donna?
Oh, I just wanted to tell you how much I've enjoyed talking to you about this. Like I said, I've got kids that I can really use this to help, and I appreciate any help that I can get, and I love the passion that you have. I read an article in the Huffington Post where you talked about passion and grit, and I can see that in you and when we talk about this stuff. So I appreciate all that you shared with us today.
That's wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. I can't thank you enough for recognizing that, and this is me giving back. It's my lifetime of my professional education, and I'm so happy that I'm able to do this. Let me just say that this is a for-profit business, and you know I really need to get people on board to promote and keep things going so that we can continue to develop these wonderful interactive apps and hopefully go to animation and let the kids have good programming and things like that. So we just want everyone to support us and keep us going so that we can continue development and move forward.
Absolutely. We'll certainly keep you on track for that one. And I will certainly be
thank you.
You know, doing a lot of work with you as well, Donna. So thank you very
thanks,
much.
Thanks, Irene.
And I will turn it over to VS again. Virginia, do you have any last comments? You've been pretty quiet.
Well, that's what I'm supposed to do, right? I'm a switchboard operator. So,
I know.
It was so different.
I'm
normally, I'm one of the show, so this is one of the shows I get to take backseat. I have enjoyed listening to the show, too, Donna. I do want to let you know and let our listeners know that on the Family Matters blog, so it's Families Matter to Us, right? It's what, tous.blogspot.com. Gosh, that's really bad. I'm really off to, yeah. Families Matter to Us, and it's the number two. Blogspot.com. We have the information up on the J&P project and today's show, so you can go there and get more information. In our show description, if you didn't catch the website for the J&P project, we do have the link on our show page for today as well. I thank all of you ladies for such a wonderful show. The Empowerment Show is such a great show, and I know we only do it once a month, but you guys really do a great job. So thank you for that. And then I just want to let listeners know about our upcoming shows again. We have no shows scheduled for this weekend here on the World of Eat Network, but we will be back on Monday, March 23rd with a special World of Eat show. We're going to have director Alejandro Monteverde on the show to talk about the movie Little Boy. It's a great show. It's about World War II. It's about family. It's about empowerment, so it just goes right along with a lot of the stuff we have going on here at the World of Ink Network. On Tuesday, March 24th, Marcia has her show, Good Stories, A Good Story. She'll be joined with Jack Remick, and her guest will be Mary Ann Bernouni. Got it right this time. And they'll be talking about the documentary Quest for Honor, screenwriting, producing, directing that as well. So again, more motivational and movie stuff again next week. And then the Family Matters show will be on Wednesday, March 25th. We'll be talking about celebrating early childhood and importance of kids. So if you thank everybody for listening, you can learn more about us our, at worldofeatnetwork.com. And of course, you can catch us on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, all the different social media. And thanks again, and we wish you all a great week, and take care.
Bye for now.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Follow me to the World of Ink.